The next patient is Robert Hack. The last name is H-A-A-C-K, Robert. Clinical case of a 71-year-old white male that was referred to the office because of the presence of persistent hypercalcemia with some deterioration of the kidney function. Period. The patient used to live in South Florida, and he says that for more than 3 years he was seen by a nephrologist who recommended parathyroidectomy. However, the patient has been reluctant because he has a kidney function that has remained stable. And he thinks that he has several comorbidities that would be a concern in order to go to accept and follow the recommendation of parathyroidectomy. The most recent laboratory workup that was done on February the 9th of 2022, the serum calcium was 13.4 and the ionized calcium 6.9. The calcium creatinine ratio was 177 with a random calcium in the urine of 12.2. The serum creatinine remains at 1.56 with a VON of 23 with an estimated GFR of 44 mLs per minute. Albumin is 4.3. The liver function tests are with a normal limit. The patient has a protein creatinine ratio that is pretty close to normal, 159 milligrams per gram of creatinine, a PTH of 153, with a phosphorus of 2.3. In summary, the patient has a primary hyperparathyroidism with a kidney function that is consistent with CKD stage 3B that has remained stable and that doesn't have significant proteinuria. Period. The patient has been treated with the administration of Sensipar 60 milligrams on daily basis. At the present time, the patient is reluctant to consider parathyroidectomy. He is going to continue with the same medications, and we are going to give him a follow-up in about 4 months. Number two, the primary care physician ordered a bone densitometry that is consistent with osteoporosis. In this particular case, we are going to recommend the administration of Prolia following number. The patient has chronic obstructive pulmonary disease associated to persistent nicotine abuse for many years. Following number, arterial hypertension that is under fair control, 149/84. The patient states that he has better readings at home. We are going to ask for the blood pressure. Log, period. Following number, the patient has a history of coronary artery disease. Following number, vitamin D deficiency. Following number, hyperlipidemia. Following number, history of folic acid deficiency. Following number, hereditary choroid, CHOROID, dystrophy. We will reevaluate the case in 4 months with laboratory workup. We spend the evaluation of the lab 10 minutes in the face-to-face, 12 minutes in the documentation, 7 minutes.